was having two discs replaced between my L3 and L4, L4 and L5 vertebrae.
Francis's experience of surgery was quite different to the experiences of patients 200 years ago, not just because of modern surgical techniques, but because of anesthesia. My name is Matthew Herron. I'm a doctor specializing in anesthesia, and this is Ether Or, a podcast about why the history of anesthesia still matters.
I remember feeling the injection. He's like, you know, this will feel quite cold. And I remember feeling the sensation going up the arm. And I always try to fight the anesthetic because I'm just that kind of person and I want to kind of stay awake.
Francis might try and fight the anesthetic, but before anesthesia with ether was first demonstrated in 1846, patients didn't have a choice. Back then, the fastest surgeons could charge the highest prices because their patients were awake.
God forbid you had to get your leg removed, and they held you down while they would take 3 minutes to cut your leg off. You had to do it fast or you killed them.
It's easy to take it for granted nowadays, but the earliest anesthetics had their problems.
Yeah, the narrative, as you say, is traditionally, you know, ether was introduced, everyone was happy. A year later, chloroform came along.
Ether and chloroform, two newly discovered anesthetics in the 19th century.
The reality is that years went by before everyone got anesthetized. It was complicated.
This is the story of an anesthetic that was lethal and the doctors who didn't stop using it.
You know, no one had done this before. No one had given an inhaled agent to somebody else.
Ether Or is the story of the history of anesthesia, the gases we once used to put you to sleep, and how patient safety became central to a modern specialty.
Chloroform's just dangerous. It doesn't really matter how you give it. Sooner or later, someone's going to die.
Episode 1 of Ether Or premieres on Saturday, October the 16th, World Anesthesia Day. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen.